Hi guys, welcome to What's Happening at CM Library for the week of July 30th through August 4th. My name's Lachey.
I'm Walker.
I'm Beth.
And this is Mark.
And we're your What's Happening Now crew. Thank you for joining us.
All right. This week at Imagine On, we've got some great programs for teens and preteens. We've got a STEM 101 Code Your Name program. You can participate in a variety of hands-on science experiments, engineering projects, or math puzzles. Make a loomed bracelet that spells your name in ASC2 binary code. No previous coding experience necessary. Sounds like some next level stuff right there.
So that's what the kind of stuff you need for like creating apps and even like app games. And so it's a really, it's very lucrative.
Sounds very useful.
Yeah, really cool opportunity.
And you get to leave with a cool bracelet. A unique bracelet.
A unique bracelet.
Okay, also at Imagine On, Tuesday, July 31st, from 1 to 2 and also from 3 to 4, it's Terrific Tuesday, Professor Wizpop, Bring Books to Life performance. He has the hilarious, engaging, and ever so brilliant Read to Achieve Magic Show. Performances are free, but space is limited and tickets are required. So to request tickets, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org. Also, Wednesday, August 1st at Imagine On, there's a special Wiki Science program, Fossil Dirt, at 11 a.m. Discover the world of science through books, hands-on activities, and experiments. And this one will be about digging into dirt to find ocean life fossils. That's intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
For information on these programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
This week at our University City location on Monday, July 30th at 6:30, we have a great program for small business owners, Social Media for Small Business. Social media is a vital tool for any business. This educational hour is going to explain how to spend your time on social media and, more importantly, why. I know everybody thinks like social media is probably the way to go for advertising, so I think this is a great opportunity to find out where to best spend your resources as a small business owner. On Tuesday, July 31st at 2, UC is holding a Harry Potter Festival. This is for school-age kids, preteens, and teens. Attention, muggles and wizards of all ages, celebrate your love for Harry Potter at the library. You will be sorted into houses, enjoy extension activities, educational activities, and trivia. Please represent your house by wearing a Harry Potter-themed costume.
What house in Harry Potter do you think y'all would be? I think I'd be either a Gryffindor or a Ravenclaw.
I definitely wouldn't be one of the real good guys or the real bad guys. That's how much I know about Harry Potter.
So you would not be a Slytherin.
I don't think I'd be the bad guys. But I probably wouldn't be one of the heroes.
You might be a Hufflepuff then.
Yeah, I think I'm a Hufflepuff.
I sound like a Hufflepuff.
Really?
That sounds about right for me. Actually, I don't know what that is, but I'm all in on that.
Well, who doesn't love Harry Potter?
What about you, Lachey?
I've never watched nor read Harry Potter. Right, so I'm like, I guess I'm a Hufflepuff too. I don't think I'm a bad guy, nor I am a good
well,
guy.
Well, I think I know what you should do with the rest of your summer.
I guess watch a little bit of Harry Potter.
Or come to the University City Harry Potter Festival
Tuesday,
July 31st.
And there is a there's an assessment you can take to find out which house you would be in.
Ooh, I might have to do that.
I think that's part of Pottermore, maybe. There's an online game called Pottermore. Get sorted into your house.
Hmm. All right. Well, Harry Potter fans, head up to University City.
I'm going to award 2 points to Hufflepuff.
Oh, yes. On Thursday, August 2nd at 2, we have our meeting of the Teen Anime Club. Participate in a discussion about anime, manga, and Japanese language history and culture. This is for teens. For information on these and all of our events, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
At the Plaza Midwood Branch Library, each week all summer long on Tuesdays at 2 p.m., we have our Lego Club. Come celebrate summer break with Lego Club. Join us each week through the summer. We'll bring you Legos and you bring the imagination. We've got books on hand so you can create from structured designs or you can create your own. This is a great opportunity to learn mathematics and engineering concepts while using Lego blocks, and the age is from 5 to 11. This has been a really, really popular program, and we're getting more and more Legos so that we can have more and more kids come in and join us. So please come see us every Tuesday at 2 p.m. this summer at the Plaza Midwood Library.
I like that you have the books available if you need a little guidance, because I always go for the tried and true tower structure when I'm playing with Legos, and I feel like I need to get a little bit more creative.
Do you, try to keep the colors of a certain, like, this is so many floors, or,
no,
or you just kind of go with
just
it?
Just go with
oh,
it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you got a creative outlet. Each week, also at the Plaza Midwood Library, we have our family story time on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. This is a family story time program, so it's good for babies all the way up to pre-K. Please come and join us. We have playtime before the event, and there's playtime after the event. It's a great fun, and you can also experience story time at many other locations as well. Also at the Plaza Midwood Library, Saturday, August 4th, Plaza Midwood Writers Group. This is a brand new event that we just started back in July, and we're really excited about how this has grown so quickly. We have a lot of buzz about this event. We've got some professional writers coming in over the next few months to help us with exercises and things. This is going to be a really great opportunity, and we're still looking for the group to grow more. Again, that is Saturday, August 4th at 11 a.m. To learn more about this and other events, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, coming up next is Steel Creek on Tuesday, July 31st, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. now showing. And they will be showing the movie Up. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yes.
All right.
Bring so sweet. Kleenex.
Yeah, you cry in the first 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The first 5 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Then it gets very sweet
yeah.
and funny.
Yeah.
Afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
and I think adults cry.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, kids aren't. Kids are going to enjoy it. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things where you see the balance of how Disney pulls it off, or Pixar, and just making something that's great for adults and kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that'll be very, very neat to go watch. And again, that's a family program. So guys, bring your families, come out and watch the movie Up. So at Steel Creek, they will be having Pause to Read. That's going to be on Saturday, August 4th at 11:15 a.m. Register for the event, and you can go online at cmlibrary.org to register. And that is for school age, ages 5 to 11. So if you want your child to boost their reading skills and to build confidence through reading, it's a great way to do it with a therapy dog.
So sweet to see those dogs at the library reading with kids.
All right, also at Steel Creek, they have summer break special, Snakes Alive. That's going to be on Saturday, August 4th at 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Register for that event. So again, please visit cmlibrary.org. That is for adults and families. Something that I don't think I'd be a part of.
I was about to say, now Beth, you made a face. You
no.
care to
share
with us?
Yeah, what are
no.
you feeling, Beth?
In the immortal words of Indiana Jones, it had to be snakes. Not a snake fan. Who is?
Yeah, I don't think anyone, are you?
Kids like them.
Kids,
yeah.
I don't mind them,
I mean,
but yeah, it's not.
I wouldn't know if they like them, but they are interested.
Interesting.
No, I do have a staff member who literally, we don't make her shelve anything in the animal area, because if she sees a snake on a cover, she will flip
oh,
her
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Totally understand that. That's fine.
I was actually at Steel Creek Campground, which is in Morganton recently, Father's Day, and we were actually in the creek, and we saw a snake in the water.
Oh, no.
So we had to, you know, kind of head the opposite direction. I think it was a...
Was it a water?
Might have been a copperhead.
Oh, wow.
It's in the water. It probably was.
We took off.
I would have, too. Yeah.
Well, if you go to this program, you could have definitely identified.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly. This program, you get to meet Grover Barfield from Carolina's Reptile Rescue and learn how to distinguish venomous and non-venomous snakes, learn what to do if you encounter a snake, and view live snakes up close. So if you would have went to this program before you saw that snake in the water, you would have been able to tell what kind of snake it was.
Assess the situation.
Yeah.
I still would have run.
Me too. All right, guys, for more information, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay, at Morrison this month, we've got the Bookends Book Club, Wednesday, August 1st at 10:30. This is for adults. And this week, we will be discussing The Last Ballad by Wiley Cash. It's a great book. Anybody else read it?
No.
Well, it takes place in Bessemer City, right near Gastonia. Right. The author is actually a local, well, sort of local. He grew up in Gastonia. He's a great guy. And he's a big-time author, too. But this book is really interesting. It's about the factories that developed over there. And it's actually about a woman who kind of ends up being in the center of the civil rights movement and the movement for more inclusion and better wages and whatnot in the factories. So it's really interesting. Definitely a good one to read. He was also an author at the Person Vino event last year for the library. And Wednesday, August 1st, also at 2 p.m., Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Frontline Storytellers. This is for school-age children and preschool-age. Prepare to be entertained as you hear traditional storytelling done by Mercy Walker. She's one of our librarians up at the North County Library, and there's no registration required for this event. So traditional storytelling is really fun. Kids really love it. So
she's She's a fantastic storyteller.
She is really, really great.
So for more information on these programs, please check out cmlibrary.org.
This week at our Scaly Bark location, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 1 to 3, we are offering our drop-in technology tutoring and job prep resources. This is for anyone who might need assistance with a resume, job searching, emails, or even Microsoft Office. This happens every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between the hours of 1 and 3, so come on by Scaly Bark if you need some help with those. On Tuesday, July 31st at 6 o'clock, we have an awesome program for school-age kids called Ready, Set, Paint. Get your canvases up and your paintbrushes ready. Join us at Scaly Bark this summer as participants walk through the process of creating a work of art worthy of the masters. This is part of our summer break program. And finally, on Friday, August 3rd at 2 o'clock, we have our Guerrilla Poets Art and Poetry program. This is for teens. Learn how to express yourself and be uplifted through the arts involving poetry, music, and artwork. At the session, you'll learn how to write poetry, play music, and create art. Sounds like a good time. For more information, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
At the South County Regional Library on Monday, July 30th, the key to dressing as a professional and landing your dream job. Your appearance is often what your interviewers will notice first. It can go a long way in showing them that you are ambitious, professional, and most importantly, a great fit for their company. Stacy Mitchell will walk you through the do's and don'ts of successful interview style while sharing expert style advice. It's great there's someone that's going to be there that actually tells you how to dress. I've sat in on so many interviews in which the person had the talent, they had a great charisma about them, but the fact that they didn't dress for the position showed me that maybe they don't care as much as they are. You know, they had the opportunity to put the best foot forward. It's just a simple thing to put on a dress shirt and a tie.
Right.
But that's your first impression. That's something that a lot of folks overlook because they feel like casual style is actually acceptable in most workplaces. And while it is, it's not acceptable in an interview. And I think this is a really great program for all those recent graduates. So check that out. Charlotte Library presents Frontline Puppeteers. This is similar to our Frontline Storytellers events, but we have puppeteers doing adventures and stories for about 45 minutes based on picture books. And this is for ages 3 to 8. They can have up to about 55 children, but you do want to register in advance to make sure you get a spot. This does fill up very quickly at the South County Regional Library. And this is on August 2nd. Also at the South County Library, Learn, Connect, Play Chess Club, Saturday, August 4th at 2 p.m. Chess encourages cooperation, problem solving, and strategic thinking. Come learn chess basics and test your skills on a one-on-one and group chess games. Play using a 3D strato chess. Does anybody know what 3D strato chess and 4D chess sets?
Oh, is that going to actually help me learn to play chess?
I don't know. Is that like the Star Trek thing?
Ooh.
Did anybody play chess growing up?
I used to know how, but it's been years. Never attempted.
Me either.
So I was in it, of course. But I shut my glasses. Yeah, well, you know what? So I did do one chess tournament, and I thought it was the stuff because
really?
I knew this five move that would.
How
would
old were you at this point?
Junior high.
Okay.
So you know, tweenish.
Yeah,
maybe
13. Right.
I thought it was hot stuff because I knew this five move thing, and I got knocked out in the second round. So everybody's like, "Why did you just use the whatever's gambit?" Because everybody knew what it was, and it's like, "Oh, that's all I knew. I thought it was awesome."
Well, you got
so
through the first round. It
I did get
like,
through the first
so
round, right? So, but anyway, chess is a great way to help you strategize and think about steps ahead and anticipate the other player so
and beat
fun.
Mark,
which is hard to do. Learn more about this and other programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, we have Myers Park. They will be having their baby story time Monday, July 30th, 9:40 a.m. to 10:05 a.m. And that is for babies 0 to 17 months. Babies experience brain stimulation through language and socialization. Engage your little one with new sights and sounds through books, songs, and rhymes. Also, Myers Park will be having preschool story time Tuesday, July 31st, 11 a.m. to 11:25 a.m. Engage your preschoolers with books, activities, stories, and songs that encourage language and pre-reading skills development in order to help them grow into successful readers.
Okay, Sugar Creek, Monday, July 30th at 5 p.m., they'll be showing Black Panther. Has anybody seen it?
Wakanda forever.
Always. Yes, great. Great movie.
I have not seen it yet.
Me
I really want to. I've heard
guys
only
are
good things.
Out.
I know.
Okay. It's going to be on my summer bucket list. So that movie is rated PG-13. This showing is geared towards adults. And once again, Monday, July 30th. Check it out at Sugar Creek. Wednesday, August 1st at 6 p.m., there is Sugar Creek Reading Lab Club. And actually, this happens each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Children will listen to interesting stories while improving literacy and critical thinking skills, and a reading incentive or snack is provided. That's a fun thing to get your kids to go to. It's geared towards ages 5 to 11. On Thursday, August 2nd, the English Conversation Club Global Cafe happens at 6 p.m. Those practicing their English speaking and listening skills in a relaxed environment. No lectures, just conversation.
So this is a fun event for the folks that are transitioning to English language. It doesn't matter what your native language is. You're going there in a safe environment to speak with other people that are wanting to learn the language together. So it's very supportive, and it's a unique and casual environment.
Sounds great. And finally, Sugar Creek will be showing another movie. This one is for families and school-age children. This is Tad the Lost Explorer. Has anyone seen that one?
No.
Okay, the description is, Tadeo dreams of becoming a famous archaeologist. His dreams have a chance to come true when his friend receives the key to the lost city of Patiti in the form of a stone tablet. And this is rated PG.
That's fun.
For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, at our Mint Hill branch on Wednesdays at 10:15, we have our two-time story time. This is story time geared towards two-year-olds, so kids ages 24 to 35 months. They will have their own story time experience to encourage language development, listening, and social skills. On Friday, August 3rd at 2 o'clock, we'll be having our movie for kids. This week is Coco, which we just talked about. Such an awesome movie by Disney Pixar, which is rated PG. Oh my goodness, I can't speak highly enough about
Coco.
Can't
wait to see it.
Ugh, Coco is the best. And has anyone else here seen Coco?
I've seen it, yeah.
Ugh, Coco is fantastic. The music, the colors. It's about a little boy in Mexico and his relationship with his family and his grandmother and his mysterious great-great-grandfather. Oh, it's just such a good movie. Definitely come out and see it.
It falls around the Day of the Dead.
The festival of the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, and it's just a beautiful film. Beautiful. And finally, Saturday, August 4th at 10:30, we have our Prolific Pens Writing Group, and this is for teens and adults. Writers of all skill levels are encouraged to join the group and do some writing, share their work, meet with other local amateur writers, and exchange ideas. For more information on these and any of our events, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
This week at Mountain Island, Rookie Science Slime Time, ages 5 to 8, Tuesday, July 31st at 2 p.m. Learn about the science of slime and make your own glow-in-the-dark slime.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Does sound fun.
It does sound a little messy.
It does sound cool.
It is. Have you guys made slime before?
No.
Made it with my teens. It gets very, very messy.
Really? So it's like a baking soda and some cornstarch.
So we used glue, Elmer's glue, and contact solution, and we mixed it. And it's really about how often you mix it for it to mold right and get very firm. If you don't mix it enough, it'll become this wet slime that just does not go together. It's just
so there is a science behind it and a technique, so don't try this at home, people.
Does it say it's glow-in-the-dark slime?
It is glow-in-the-dark. So there's got to be some other element we add to it.
Yeah. Very cool.
There's also a slime recipe that you use metal muesli.
I think
you use
a lot of stuff.
Slime. I didn't do that one, but somebody else on my branch did, and they said it was really gross. And if you don't cook it the right amount of time, you put it in the microwave, it's like really nasty.
Yeah. Is this kind of like the slime you used to get in like a gumball machine? Do y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the same consistency as that, I wonder?
Yes.
Yeah.
But to get that consistency, like Mark said, it's a technique.
Yeah.
You have to have patience to stir it.
Well, when I was a kid, I don't know if you guys remember this, but they used to sell slime like in a little garbage can.
What?
It was like this green slime, a little wad of slime.
Huh.
I think that's before.
I remember going to the gumball machines, and there's the gumballs and all this stuff, but there was also the
plastic
egg kind of thing, and that's where you get the slime.
Yeah.
Or you get the sticky hand that's on a
and it would like leave an imprint on the wall.
I remember that. That's 25 cents I've ever spent.
Also at the Mountain Island Library, Art Club Dart Art. Join us for Dart Art. After an educational introduction to the art style, we'll be creating wonderful, one-of-a-kind art pieces. Registration required. I wonder if eyewear is required. What is dart art?
Is that like the game of darts?
I wonder. Also, the Mountain Island Branch Library, genealogy research, find your ancestors. Join us the first Saturday of every month. Learn to trace your ancestry roots through history, get research tips, and get experience with genealogists. So there's going to be actual genealogists on site that'll help you with the process. I strongly recommend that for this thing, just bring whatever information you have. And what they can do is guide the direction of your research as you move forward. They're not going to do it for you. They're going to help you learn how to do your own research.
Has anybody done their own family genealogy?
No, I haven't. Might be something I'm interested in doing.
I'm tempted to do the swab thing,
because maybe
they'll catch a murderer.
Yeah, right? Yeah. My mom just did it and was very disappointed to learn that she was all European. I think she thought she was going to find something more exciting. My dad's brothers did it, and they found out some interesting things, like they were like fourth Jewish, which we didn't know. So that was interesting. So I think my mom thought she was going to get a little more exciting. But we are related to Abraham Lincoln. That's our big
thing. Oh,
wow.
Did it come out in the DNA testing that you related?
It did not.
I actually did the DNA testing also, and I had to spit in a cup. And you have to spit a lot to fill the cup enough for them to use it. But I found out also that I am mostly European. And I actually found we had some Iberian, which we had no idea that we had any Spanish blood. That was probably the most interesting thing we found out. And we're not as Italian as we thought we were.
That's surprising.
You just sound like it.
Yeah.
Did you catch any murderers?
No.
So they tell you what countries specifically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Or the regions of the world.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm like half Irish. So that comes out as being from Great Britain. Not specifically all Ireland, but it says British Isles.
Fun stuff. So visit the Mountain Island Branch Library. And to learn more about this event and others, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, up next we have Hickory Grove. They will be having their Technology Tutors 101 session. That's going to be on Monday, July 30th, 11 a.m. to 11:55 a.m. For that event, you have to register. It is for adults and older adults. So come on down and do 101 computer help sessions with a technology tutor. Topics covered include, but are not limited to, Microsoft Office, Internet, email, library resources, and online applications. Hickory Grove will be having their Teen Research Session 101. That's going to be on Monday, July 30th, 4 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. Teen ages 12 through 18 need to improve your reading skills. Do you need help with college or job applications? Confused about online resources and school assignments? Sign up for free 45-minute individual study session with our teen librarian. And guys, that program you have to register for. Also, at Hickory Grove, their Baby Storytime Baby Punk, Wednesday, August 1st, 9:30 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. That is for babies 0 to 17 months and toddlers 18 to 35 months. You have to register for that event. Interesting. Baby Punk. Have
Do
you
we
heard
know
of that
what
before?
Makes it punkish?
Well, it says, sick of wheels on the bus? Then join us for a rockin' story time with the...
Rockin'.
Yeah. So, with the Pachyderm Music Lab. In this laid-back 45-minute class, families socialize with their babies and listening to lullaby versions of rock, punk, metal, and alternative music.
Nice.
So
that sounds so fun.
I think it'd be fun.
I know.
Guys
get to rock out a little bit.
I know.
All right, and so for more information, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Beatty's Ford Road Library this week. Thursday, August 2nd at 6:30 p.m., an inspirational fiction book club. Join us for a lively discussion of If I Believe by Kim Cash Tate. Is anyone familiar with that book?
No.
Sounds very inspiring. New members are welcome and light refreshments will be provided. You can register online or call the branch to register. Thursday, the 2nd at 2 p.m., we'll be showing The Good Dinosaur. Anyone seen that one?
No.
Okay, well, the description says, what if the asteroid that forever changed life on Earth missed and giant dinosaurs never became extinct? It's kind of an interesting premise.
So it's like a Flintstones-y kind of... I assume there's people, too.
Yes, dinosaurs make an unlikely human friend.
Okay.
Well, sounds interesting. That's for preschool and school-age kids. So basically anyone 3 to 11 is welcome to come.
Yeah, it's so tough. There's this whole range of children's movies that I don't know anything about, but now that I have kids, I'm starting to kind of almost backtrack.
Go back in the vault.
Yeah, try to rediscover. Yeah. So much content out there, I just never realized.
finally, Saturday, August 4th at 2 p.m., Narratives and Grief. This talk will focus on the development and use of narratives in coping with grief and how some individuals have transformative thoughts that reframe their grief. And it will conclude with a reading from Dr. Williams' recently published book, Mysterious Moments, Thoughts That Transform Grief. That sounds like a great program for people that might be dealing and struggling with grief. It can be really hard, maybe knowing some ways to transform your narrative could be helpful. For information on these programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, at our main library in Uptown on Monday, July 30th at 10:30, we have Financial Literacy, Understanding Your Paycheck. This program is for adults and teens. It is led by a Bank of America community volunteer that will answer your questions about basic personal finance, such as how much money will you actually see in your paycheck every week, and what are all these deductions? How do I plan for taxes? And I have to say, as a teen, this would have been such an informative program. I remember getting my first paycheck from my first job as a teenager at Kmart and being like, where did all of my money go? So definitely join us for that one.
My first job was at Toys R Us. What about
you
guys?
Oh, R.I.P. Toys R Us.
My first was at the minor league baseball stadium in Greenville, South Carolina. I made funnel cakes and cotton candy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was very hot in that trailer, I'll tell you that. And I had to go around and sell the cotton candy in the stands, and my friends would heckle me. So it was interesting.
So I get to say that my first job was the retail and wholesale sales and distribution of Class C explosives.
Whoa.
Fireworks. Yes.
Fireworks.
South Carolina?
No, Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Okay. I also did a paper route through middle school and high school, but my first real job was Toys R Us. I was in the baby aisle.
Aww.
That's where I always picture you.
On Thursday, August 2nd at 2:30, we have our Social Security Disability Webinar. This free Social Security Disability Clinic will educate participants on the types of adult Social Security disability benefits, how you qualify, the application process, and what you will need to show to prove that you are entitled to benefits. At the end of the video, participants can ask general questions to a volunteer attorney. Registration is required, so please contact the main library.
There's so much to unpack with just changing in laws and changing in regulations. It's really great that we have an actual attorney available to answer those questions for a program like this.
Yeah, these legal webinars that we've had recently have been amazingly helpful. And finally this week, on Friday, August 3rd at 3 p.m., we have our Learning Circles, Programming Foundations, Real World Examples. Understanding core programming concepts and why they are used is just as important as knowing how to write code. New programmers need to learn to bridge the gap to connect the theory to practice. This is for teens and adults, and it is a beginning level program for anyone who wants to learn more on basic programming. For more information on these and any of our events, please contact our website, cmlibrary.org.
This week at the Matthews Community Library, Teen Summer Break Program, I Can Learn to Be a Chef. This week we're going to be featuring a program about decorating cupcakes in the community room. And the Culinary School of the Arts will be visiting us to help us with the process. Now, Walker and I have already had a deep discussion about methods and techniques for eating cupcakes, and I believe Walker has a story for us in a minute. So, Beth and Lachey, tell us about your cupcake experiences.
With cooking or eating?
Like,
whatever.
Do you have a method?
Yeah.
Like the icing or the cake? Better?
Believe it, okay, I'm about to break you all's hearts here. Believe it or not, I'm not a sweet eater.
What?
Yeah, so cupcakes aren't really my thing, but I don't prefer a lot of icing on my cupcakes.
Me
okay.
So I have a lot of feelings about icing. I'm very particular about my icing. I do not like whipped cream icing. I think that is an abomination.
Yeah.
I prefer nice buttercream, or even better, like a, I don't know if I can say brands
fluffy
on here, but Publix, their chocolate fudge frosting is so delicious, and I like to eat it with a fork.
What?
I know, just because it's not as messy.
It's, you're so refined.
No. Like George Costanza eating the Snickers bar with a knife and fork. No, I like to use a fork because I feel like I don't get the icing all over my face.
Wait, do you eat the icing straight with a fork, or are you talking on top of a cupcake?
On top of a cupcake. Like, I'll just go in and eat it. So, right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fancy.
So since we're getting technical about this, do you eat the icing first and then the cake, or you eat it together?
No, just like a piece, like you would eat it, like
cut it straight
down. Slice of cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, okay.
Yeah. All right, so if you use that method that Eric was talking about the last time, he cuts his in half horizontally and then makes a sandwich out of it.
Oh, that's genius.
So you don't have to touch the icing.
He engineered that.
So it's the cupcake sandwich.
Yeah.
But yeah, you break it horizontally in the bread, and then put that
cut
on
off
top.
Like the stump.
Yeah. So you have kind of the muffin top, and then you have the bottom part. And you don't get the icing doesn't get messy.
I don't know about that.
Interesting.
It's not right.
Oh.
I told you it was a hot button topic. So it's a lot of motion here.
Cupcakes are special to me, and I have a long history of overeating cupcakes. It begins back in elementary school as a chubby child, where at a birthday party, when every child was allotted like one cupcake, I would eat mine, and then I would talk my slow eating friend out of theirs. I would say it really wasn't that good, and then eventually they would lose interest in theirs, and there'd be more for me.
You're gaslighting people for their cupcakes.
Most recently, I guess sort of my claim to fame is I ate 17 cupcakes in one sitting. What's in my defense, they were from a mix, so they weren't like as big as like a store bought or a bakery bought cupcake, and some of them weren't iced or were only lightly iced. So like, I don't know that it counts as 17.
This is a judgment free zone.
Yeah,
it was. I don't regret it.
So they were the mini cupcakes?
No,
or a little bit
they were
big?
Just the regular standard muffin tin size. But they weren't as big as like a bakery one. I don't know. I don't have a good defense, but I regret nothing.
You do you, Walker.
It's a legend.
Walker's living
point.
Your best life.
It's a legend at this point.
And let me add one more thing. As far as the icing goes, apparently there's two camps. There is the whipped cream camp, which I am in part of.
Mm.
And other buttercream, what is it?
Yes,
buttercream.
That's the best, though.
I think
lighter is better when it comes to icing. I like to get the icing out of the way so I can just focus on the cake. But yeah, there are really there's some division over cupcakes.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
It depends.
Both?
What kind of icing?
Both? Okay.
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah, I could go either way. I'm okay with either one.
I like a good yellow cake with chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And sprinkles, not Jimmy's.
So... The sprinkles, are they the little disc things? Is that what we're calling sprinkles?
Like
or what?
Little, like, lines.
Like, little, they're actual, like, little tiny tic-tac looking things.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff. Also at the Matthews Branch Library, Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Frontline Storytellers. This is one of our storytelling events with Mona Ferguson from the University Branch. She's actually coming down to do a storytelling, and that's where you don't have any props or books or music set up. It's all comes from the performer themselves. And so we'll actually act out stories and perform the stories, and if there is singing involved, it's all from them. It's not from the music, but it's a really great way to experience story time.
All right, guys, at the Independence Regional Branch, they will be having their community service project Tuesday, July 31st, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Being involved in the community is a great way to make connections and build your leadership skills. Join us for a community service project as we create items for the library and the community. So this is for teens and preteens who are needing to get their community service hours. So yeah, stop by the branch.
What kind of items did they make?
Just this past Saturday, we had them make bookmarks for the children. So they'll pass them out after the children programs, and if they completed an activity, they'll get a bookmark. We also color pages and send it to Meals on Wheels. When they deliver the meals, they'll have a little picture that they can hang on their refrigerator.
That's
and
very
stuff.
Nice.
So yeah. Also at Independence, they will be having their Lunch and Munch Book Club. That's going to be on Wednesday, August 1st, 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. That is for adults, and you do have to register for that event. Come join our Contemporary Fiction Book Club, meeting the first Wednesday of the month. Bring your own lunch or snack for the Lunch and Munch. So that'll be interesting. Very, very interesting.
What book is it?
The book they'll be reading will be A Man Called Ove by Frederick Bachman. If you're wanting to be a part of that book club and you need the book, you'll just swing by the branch and pick it up.
I've heard it's a great book. I haven't read it yet.
Me neither.
I was going to ask, so no one's read it.
I haven't read that one, but another one by that author. It was My Grandmother Asked Me to Tell You She's Sorry. Was a really fun book, and it surprised me that how much I liked it. By the same author. We did that in another book club because this one was so popular, we actually couldn't get hold of it. But I think that he's a really good writer. It's worth exploring.
All right, also Independence will be having Charlotte Mecklenburg Library Presents Turtles. That will be on Thursday, August 2nd, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Learn about turtles with story, bio facts, live animals, and more with staff from Mecklenburg County Parks and Recreation. Registration is not needed for individuals. Registration for group is limited and available for some programs.
I like turtles more than snakes.
Oh,
yeah. Turtle program. I can do turtles. Yeah. I can do turtles.
So I taught my son the original cartoon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles song. He does it every now and then. It seems like anytime we're putting on shoes, he wants me to sing that.
Do you sing it to him?
Oh, yeah.
You want to give us a little snippet?
Sure.
All right, let us hear.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in a half shell, turtle power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting team. They're heroes in a half shell, and they're green. When the evil Shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in a half shell, turtle power.
Awesome.
Nice.
So yeah, most days I'm putting on shoes, I'm singing.
Yes, you did a really, really good job.
Thanks.
Yes.
You
did
best for the chorus there.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Sure.
Okay, guys, so for more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, West Boulevard, this week, Tuesday, July 31st at 4 p.m., there's a gaming tournament for teens. Put your teamwork and competition skills to practice by participating in this gaming tournament. Sounds awesome. Thursday, August 2nd, 11:55 and 12:50, so three different sessions. Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Fiddlesticks Rocket Science. So Fiddlesticks is an outside group that's going to come in and introduce some science concepts to kids. This is a great way to get your kids excited about science and help them explore the world. It's very interactive and hands-on. And finally, Friday, August 3rd at 11 a.m., for adults, there's a technology tutors one-on-one support session. So you can sign up for a 60-minute individual session with a staff member to get help with computer basics, Microsoft Office, internet, email, or other topics. And you can call the branch or visit our website to make an appointment. So for more information to register, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, at our Cornelius branch on Wednesday, August 1st at 2 p.m., we have our Teen Geek Club Harry Potter edition. Bring out your inner geek and share your fandom with Harry Potter-inspired games, activities, and snacks. Make sure you wear your best Harry Potter gear and come on out. On Thursday, August 2nd at 2 p.m., we have our Charlotte Mecklenburg Library Presents Jump Bunch. Join a special presenter, Jump Bunch, for a class full of energy, enthusiasm, and a passion for making physical activity fun and enjoyable for every child. This is for school-age kids, so bring them out, jump around for a little bit, get out the wiggles, as I say. And Thursday, August 2nd at 5:30, we have our Small Business Concierge. A small business expert with Mecklenburg County will be joining us to give you information on almost every aspect of running or starting up a small business. There is no registration required. This is a great resource to come on out in an informal setting and ask your questions on starting a small business.
And if you missed that session, they're actually offering it also at the Davidson Library on Saturday the 4th. So if you can't make that Thursday, you can follow up right up there at Davidson, just your neighborhood right around the corner. Also at the Davidson Branch Library, Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Nature Lady Insects. This is a great opportunity where the Nature Lady comes out and has insects with her, and you get to explore that. Now, this is a great program to come out because you can also count this as part of your summer reading activities. Remember, any event at the library is something that you can record as part of your summer reading. We're getting towards the tail end, so we've got to make sure that we record something for every single week in order to get those Carowinds tickets. So if you haven't done something this week or you've already done your reading challenge portion of it, come visit this event, and then you can plan that in as your event for this week to stay up with summer reading.
Yeah, just as far as the Carowinds tickets go, you have to do 9 out of 10 weeks. The tickets will be available
July 30th.
While supplies last, if you log 9 out of 10 weeks, you can get Carowinds tickets and...
And go to Carowinds.
And go to Carowinds.
Tickets are available while supplies last.
Thanks for joining us for what's happening at CM Library for the week of July 30th through August 4th. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you at the library soon. For more information on any of the programs we discussed today, please visit cmlibrary.org.